I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
It is. But who is Casey Affleck?
Who is Casey Affleck? It's not a mystery.
He's appearing in Out of the Furnace now. This year, I saw him in Ain't Them Bodies Saints.
Right.
Very.
Casey Affleck is the lesser-known brother of Ben Affleck, yeah. Who you referred to as...
good director and poor actor.
I'm sure he would appreciate that really succinct summation of his career. Yeah, Casey Affleck, he has been overshadowed so long by Ben Affleck. But Casey Affleck does look like this emaciated version of Ben Affleck. Casey has been overshadowed and by Ben, but also he has, apart from looking strikingly different, thin and angular.
Big blue eyes, though.
Yeah.
He's got a handsome look to him.
He also has this strange way of speaking. He has like a strange voice.
Oh,
that
yeah.
It's kind of up.
Yeah,
it rides up high and, yeah. In his head.
And it makes him youthful and maybe more youthful than he is. Mm-hmm. And it gives us a sense that he's an innocent.
Back in 2007, Casey Affleck appeared in two films. One was The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford, right? And the other one was directed by his brother, Gone Baby Gone.
Yes.
It allowed Ben Affleck to sink his teeth into the directing role in a way that, you know, clearly he's shown to have quite a bit of skill at. But it also gave Casey Affleck, I think, a confidence that he didn't have before.
Sure.
And a comfort. And he really came into his own that year as an actor.
Yeah, and Casey has a depth and a kind of mumblecore bit about him that you have to listen a little bit carefully, but it also gives the sense that maybe there's a great deal going on inside his head. And I always think he gives a very good impression of a young guy who's truly searching, is lost, and is probably going to be lost most of his life.
Yeah.
And this is why I like so much this current one, Ain't Them Body Saints, because he's playing a kind of modern Clyde Barrow.
Mm-hmm.
He is just moving, hurtling toward disaster and trying to get back to his girlfriend after he's jumped prison.
Yeah, clearly a movie inspired by Terrence Malick's Days of Heaven.
Got it. So Casey Affleck in Gone Baby Gone has one of his first roles where he's a mature human being, a detective looking for a kidnapped baby. It becomes very complicated.
Yeah.
A man who doesn't quite understand himself, a boy man.
Yeah.
Better.
Right.
And who's being shown things that he has never seen before, even as a detective.
Yeah, he's kind of like his brother. Like, if you would crack Ben Affleck open and pull out everything that was interesting, you'd find Casey Affleck inside of there, maybe.
Good one.
You know, he gave a really great performance in The Assassination of Jesse James.
Yeah, he played Robert Ford.
Yeah.
He assassinated Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
and he's a bad boy.
Mm-hmm. He does have that sort of scrawny physicality of maybe somebody you might come across in the Old West, you know?
Yes.
Kind of hungry.
Yeah, hungry is the best word.
Yeah.
Shakespeare would call it a lean and hungry look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Whereas other characters, I think, appear somewhat sane. He's lost it the minute he bolts from prison.
Right.
Goes back to this girl. He's just fixed on getting back to her and getting back to his child.
I'm curious to see how his career pans out as he matures and begins to look less boyish.
Casey has another role, a recurring role in the Ocean's films,
mm-hmm.
in which he plays the driver. Nothing that you could say is terrific there, just that he's being involved with the heavier duty cast. Looks like he's arrived.
Yeah. In a way, because he doesn't look like his brother, he's not this great glamour puss, it must free him in a lot of other ways. Out of the Furnace looks to be another Ain't Them Bodies Saints type of part, in over his head loser.
Yeah.
This might be his signature part.
3 years ago, he played in The Killer Inside Me. Raging inside guy from the outside looks benign, but he turns out to be, he'll murder anybody.
I would like to see Ben Affleck direct his brother more.
He's a long way to go, and you may be right in suggesting that if he turns to comedy, he could be successful. Who knows? He's been off and on. He has a filmography that's enviable, even with the losses in there.
Yeah. As long as he's a better actor than his brother, I think we're in good shape.
He already is. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org or like us on Facebook.